It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This has got to be a fascinating time to be following real estate and to be in it as well. Be involved as an agent, as a broker. Shane Mast with us this morning. Shane, these are very interesting times in the world of real estate.
Absolutely. It's been a busy week following what the Federal Reserve did. They met again on Tuesday. So they, for the fourth month in a row, they have raised the federal funds rate by 0.75%. And for, I kind of wanted to explain what that is, because a lot of people think when the Federal Reserve raises the rate by 0.75%, the interest rates are going to go up by 0.75%, but that's not actually the case. So, interest rates today sit at 7.29. When we talked last, which was 2 weeks ago, they were at 7.31. And since then, the Federal Reserve has raised the rates 0.75%, but they're still in the same spot. So the reason that is the Federal Reserve actually is raising rates on the rate that banks borrow money, not on interest rates for mortgages or cars or anything like that. They tend to follow that. But they announced what they're going to do long in advance of when they actually do it. So we already anticipated that they were going to raise them 0.75% and probably 0.75% or to a half neck in December. So when they meet in December, as long as they don't raise them more than 0.75%, they'll probably stay in that low 7 range. So it was expected, and that's, they did what was expected, so therefore the rates kind of already stayed where they're built in throughout the what the Fed's going to do all year. So that's why they started going up earlier, because we thought earlier in the year we thought that the Fed was only going to raise it like a quarter to a half, and then they started going half, three quarters. That's why they went up to the sevens, but they're probably going to stay around there. And there was a little bit of good news. When the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell spoke after the meeting, he said that they are going to start slowing the rate of increase as early as next month. So if that happens, if we only get a half of a percent, it seems counterintuitive, but if the Federal Reserve only raises rates by a half a percent in December, our interest rates will probably go down, not a lot, but maybe down to 7. So I just wanted to explain that, because I have been getting a lot of people saying, oh, I heard they raised the rate 0.75, now we're going to be at 8. But no, it was already built into the mortgage rates.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch the process and what they do there. Talk about the impact you've seen even in the past few days. Has there been any shift in the real estate market because of the last move?
Not really, because we've been in the 7s now for about a month. So people are starting to get used to it and budgeting for it, or maybe they're deciding this isn't the right time for me. And other people are saying, okay, what house can we get with this interest rate and still have a comfortable payment? So it's been slow. So October stats haven't been released, but I keep them myself. So there were 115 sales in October in Douglas County. You take that back a year ago, in October 2021, there were 187. So our sales are down 40% from last October to this October. Prices are starting to stabilize, which is a good sign for buyers. You know, it's always a catch-22 for buyers, because when rates are low, prices are high. When prices are starting to get lower, it's because rates are high. So payment tends to go up when prices go down, and that's what's happening right now. We're still up compared to a year ago. So we are, I just wrote this down. Okay, so last year, the average sale price was 360 in October, and this year it was 376. So that's up only up about 4.3%. Because if you remember, even 6 to 9 months ago, we were up like 18 to 20% year over year. This right now, we're only up about 4% year over year. Median sale price was 332 in Douglas County in October. A year ago in October, it was 310. So we're up about 6.5% year over year for median sale price, and that's actually normal. So like 3 to 5% appreciation is a normal appreciation. What we've been getting since COVID has been 15 to 25%, depending on what part of Douglas County you live. That is just not sustainable. So one thing that this rate hike is doing is it's stabilizing price increases.
Yeah, I was talking to some folks the other day who are probably in their 80s, I would imagine, and they've been in the home, in the same home for 5 or 6 decades, and they talked about how one of the neighboring homes just sold for $200,000, and when they purchased their house in the 60s, they paid $10,000 for it.
So that's pretty awesome.
You can't even get a new car for that. So it's all kind of relative based on at what point you enter the market.
Yeah, exactly. If you buy it in the 60s, and yeah, 10,000 is a lot different. I don't know. I would like to see what 10,000 is in today's money. I bet it's not 200,000.
True. So
Real estate tends to go up a little quicker than most assets.
Right. And for the real estate market, we're still also dealing with a housing shortage. So even though you've got all these rate factors and all of that, there's still a lot of people looking for a place to live.
Yeah, we're still low. We're somewhere around 375 homes for sale right now in Douglas County, which is high for the last couple of years, but relatively, no, that's still a low inventory. That number needs to be around 500 to 600 homes before we're in what we'll call a buyer's market. So it's still, it feels like a buyer's market because homes are sitting longer, and the average sale price is about 3% below list price now. Which means that sellers are finally willing to take lower offers, where that was not the case the last few years. And sellers are much more willing to give closing costs, pay closing costs for a buyer, which also pretty much was non-existent 2020 and 2021.
But I am still seeing occasionally and hearing about homes that go for above list price. I guess sometimes that's generated mm-hmm. by multiple people all wanting the same house.
Yeah, 100%. That's generally when somebody uses the strategy of listing below list below market value. So if they say they did their comparables and it comes in at 350, and if they list that 350 house for 325, they're probably going to get multiple offers. There's a lot of buyers still out there looking, but they're looking for deals now. That's the difference in this market. Buyers are looking for a good deal, not just looking for anything they can get because there's nothing at all available. So, and that's why we're seeing about 40% of houses have had a price drop in the last month. And that's why we're seeing houses stay on the market longer. So, I mean, it's a good time to be a buyer. It just depends on what your financial situation is. You don't want to overstretch your budget or anything, but you just got to figure out what your budget is that you can comfortably live in and start building your own equity instead of, renting and building your landlord's equity.
And for some people as well, inflation factors in terms of part of their budget having to go for other things because of increased costs and lots of other sectors of life.
Yeah, and inflation is driving this entire thing. It's the reason the Federal Reserve is raising rates is inflation is still in the eights. They want that down around 2%. So until inflation gets around 2%, these rates are going to be high. And they've said that over and over and over, that their policy is going to be dictated on what happens with inflation. The next numbers for inflation, actually, I wrote that down, will be Veterans Day. November 10th is when the inflation numbers for October come out. Everyone is hoping that we're dropping. Maybe we'll be in the high sevens, but probably more like around 8%. But if we can get those numbers to start going down, the Federal Reserve will slow the pace of their increases and then eventually stop increasing them sometime in 2023.
All right, out of time for now. But Shane, if people want to find out more, get a hold of you, give them your website and your phone number.
Yep. You can always Google us at Oregon Life Homes. Our website is theoregonlife.com. Phone number is 541-391-4945. And we'll see you Thursday at the Veterans Parade.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, 8:59.